Vous écoutez L'Autre Monde, nous sommes à Paris Comics Expo avec Humberto Ramos. Hello, nice to meet you.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Fine, and you? How are you, and how are you here in Paris Comics Expo, because you know the event?
I'm pretty happy to be here again. I mean, I love Paris, like, well, everybody else in the world, you know. But also, I love the show. I'm good friends with Arnaud, so I'm really happy for him, because this show is bigger and better than last time that I was here. So I'm hoping for the best, not just for Arnaud, but for everybody who's here, all the guys, all the fans that are taking their time and coming to the show. I'm really hoping they have a good time.
You are here for different things. There is Out There, who has been reprinted by Glénat a couple of weeks ago. There is also Fairy Crest. Everybody hopes that one day Crimson will be translated in French. What does the audience ask when they come to see you?
Well, Crimson was really big here in France. Or at least that's how I get the feedback from people. Like, it's not the first time that I've been here in France, not particularly in Paris. But I've been traveling all along these years, you know, to Angoulême, to Toulouse, to places, to shows. And the one question that I always have is regarding Crimson, every show. And people seem to like it a lot in France. I'm happy for that. So now that we are close to the 20th anniversary of Cliffhanger, we are reprinting the books back in the States with Boom Studios now. Maybe, why not? Maybe it's time to give Crimson a chance again. Maybe.
To go back to Out There, there is a translation out with Glénat Comics, and there is some... You make some new drawing for this occasion. How is it to work again to something like Out There?
Of all the projects that I've created or co-created, I think the one bunch of characters that I like the most is the Out There kids. You know, I for whatever reason, I feel like they are like good friends, like cool kids, you know, this gang that I wanted to be part of, you know. Well, I know it's not the way it is in the real world, but I grew up back in Mexico watching all these movies, you know, about high school and how hard it is and that. So in my head it worked that way. So these kids, the outer kids, are a reflection of all this movies and TV shows that I really enjoyed when I was younger. So Elder gives me that. So I'm happy to being able to draw them again a little bit. And well, why not? I mean, again, it's mostly about time, because I have, well, the Marvel work aside, and well, that's what pays the bills, and that's pretty much what allows me to go to shows and stuff, you know, because people, it's really aware of what I'm doing with Marvel Comics. I wish to have more time to work on the personal projects, but I don't. So, you know, if of all the books that I've created, I could pick one to redraw or keep it going in a series, that would be Out There, no doubt.
About your drawings, as an artist, of course, there is an evolution. Do you feel something has really changed what you do now for Marvel and what you did for Crimson or Out There? Did you change something? Did you feel something has changed?
I am far to find my personal voice yet. So I'm in the search still. That makes me try to change my style as much as I can in every project that I work with, or even sometimes from page to page. I am willing to one day find that personal touch that would be my signature for life, but I'm far from there. So the answer is yes, I think my work has changed a lot.
There is a lot of movies now for Marvel, for DC, a lot of stuff. Does this change also the comic books market? Is there, when you draw something, does the editor has in mind that maybe it could be a movie after, or is it always the same? There is the movie and the comic book.
Well, I don't know how it is with other publishers. With Marvel, it's not. Well, at least that's the status quo so far, because we are well aware that Marvel Studios, it's a different area of Marvel Entertainment from what is Marvel Comics, Marvel Publisher. So we're not related in any way. But some writers that has, you know, huge influence in what happens in the Marvel Comics universe and the Marvel Studios universe, and I'm pretty much saying Jeff Loeb and Brian Bendis, right? So they sometimes or maybe all the times, I don't know, are consultants to the TV shows, to the animation movies or TV shows as well. Or, of course, the movies, right? So for them, yes, there's a close link between both areas. But to most of us, it's not that way at all. So I can't tell you for sure if when I draw a book, the publisher, my editor is thinking on, wow, this would be the cool next episode in whatever, you know, TV show, movie, what, you know? But, you know, like, coincidentally, we have, like, next month coming out the Apocalypse, you know, the X-Men Apocalypse movie, but also we have the Apocalypse War in the comic books coming out. It's a mere casualty, it's a coincidental, it's nothing planned at all.
You've got to imagine that you are the last man on Earth. And you're going to spend your last days with one of the five robots that I will tell you. You can pick one.
Okay.
To live with him your last days. You can pick Astro Boy, ZT-800, C-3PO, Wally, or Baymax.
Baymax. Yeah, all the way. Because... La 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 la. Okay.
A word you would like to say to your French listeners, or...?
That I'm really happy to be here in France. I love France. I love Paris. I was lucky enough to spend 3 months living here in Paris to help out in the Prodigies in the movie from Antoine Charron. Every time that I come back to Paris, it's like coming back home. So I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.